Blog Talk Radio.
Sing it down low for him. Sing it down low for him.
Tuesday, but we hope that these Tuesdays have really been empowering you
and helping you to live out your purpose and change your life. So thank you again for joining us this evening.
Amen. Well, we know tonight's subject is one that could be misleading in title. The title on tonight was Mind Your Business, and we know that that's something that's spoken often to busybodies, those who are in everyone else's business and nosy and trying to see what everybody else is doing. So we know that that's a term that's generally used for busybodies. But on tonight, it's not used for busybodies, but it's used for us who actually find ourselves procrastinating, which perpetuates the lack of progress. So in other words, let's just call it what it is. We find ourselves being stagnant due to procrastinating. We're not moving. We know that we've been told to do something. We know that God has told us, this is what I want you to do, whether it be a business or a ministry or preparing around the house. You know, for me, my procrastination has been I have a bunch of clothes. I mean, I have clothes in almost every closet in my room, in my house, except for my son's closet, which is ridiculous. And constantly, I know I've heard the Spirit tell me, go through these clothes, take them down, get rid of them, bless somebody else, and that's my intent. So I always start doing it, and then I lose focus. I stop, and then months go by, and I realize that I have not done what I was told to do. In other words, I have not minded my business. And so that's what tonight's show about is about. It's about those things that we procrastinate about, those things that we know that we're supposed to do, those books that we were supposed to write, those classes that we were supposed to take, those, you know, just all these things that we're supposed to be doing that we have not done. That's what tonight's show is about. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I am so excited about tonight's show because, you know, I was just talking to my daughters this evening, and we have this spirit of momentum that's been just taken over the house. Our whole household, and we had a discussion where, you know, I was just letting them know we're on the brink of this huge breakthrough, but in order to get to that breakthrough, we have to keep moving, we have to keep doing, and, you know, unless you're satisfied with staying right where you are and complaining and moaning and just being there, even one step, taking one step to get out of your out of where you are, is better than not taking any steps whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
One, you'll be past where you are right now. But think about it: if you take two steps, you'll be even further past where you are now. And with each step you take, it gets you closer to where you're trying to go, and farther from where you don't want to be. So, yeah, tonight's show is really exciting for me.
And, you know, and we might think, you know, as we're talking about tonight's show, because a lot of times we talk about shows or we might have certain subject matters that people say, oh, well, that ain't in the Bible. That don't have anything to do with my walk as a believer. But guess what? I found a scripture that talks about what we're talking about tonight. Actually, I found two. You know, one is in Matthew, and we all know that story of the talent, you know, about the rich man who left some of his workers certain amounts of talents, and the end result of that story is that one procrastinated. He was stagnant. He didn't, you know, he didn't mind his business, you know, and as a result of him not minding his business, he ended up losing out all the way around, while the other men that was busy minding their business, you know, they were multiplying their value. And as a result of that, they increased more. And so that's one scripture that we could definitely focus on tonight, that we'll definitely speak on tonight. But another one I found that's not as popular, but in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 11 through 13, and I'm just going to read it really quickly here. We hear that some of you are living in idleness. You are not busy working. You are busy interfering in other people's lives. We order and encourage such people by the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, to do their work quietly and to earn their own living. Brothers, do not get tired of doing what is right. And I thought that was a great scripture to support what we're speaking about, in the, you know, and mainly the top portion where it speaks about living idleness. You know, you're not busy working. You're busy, you know, doing whatever, minding other people's business, busy telling other people what they need to do, busy turning up or turning down. But you're busy doing everything but minding your business about what you're supposed to be doing. And the Word of God speaks on that. So this is a subject that has the support of scriptures that will indicate to us that definitely God wants us to mind our business.
Oh, he sure does. You know, I love that he used P for tonight's show, the letter P, you know, procrastination, postponing our purpose. There are three things, three P's that I want to introduce tonight as well, which, you know, it helps us to know that it's time for our circumstances and our situations to change. And it helps us to know when, you know, purpose is calling us to a new place, that purpose that God put inside of us. You know, the first P is push. And that means all of these outside circumstances that are going on outside of you, you don't have any control of, and they're either pushing you in a corner or they're pushing you further away. It's just like an overwhelming sense of a load that's on you. You know, sometimes we feel like there's just so much going on, and if we don't get a handle on it, we'll fall apart. And so that push is telling you it's time to make a change. It's time to get up and do something. It's time to stop procrastinating. Another P that I want to introduce is pull. Pull is that draw, when God is drawing you to something. You're being, you know, it might be you want to start going to school, or you want to, you know, your business needs to get started, or your book that's been inside of you, it's drawing you to it. It's saying, okay, spend 15 minutes on me today, spend 20 minutes on doing my book today. It's trying to pull you towards that purpose, and that's an indication of it's time to do something about it. It's time to start moving in towards direction of your purpose. And another thing is peace. When God is drawing you to something, you may not feel a push. You may not feel a pull. You may feel a peace of heart that, you know what, I know that this is what God wants me to do. It doesn't matter what who else says, what anybody else says. It doesn't matter if I only do 5 minutes of getting it done today instead of dedicating a whole hour of getting it done today. But I need to get it done, and you have this peaceful serenity of I need to work on my purpose. And I'm at peace in working on my purpose. I don't have to give all my time and energy to anything else, and I don't have to not work on my purpose. So those are three P's mm-hmm. that I wanted out there to go along with our P for tonight.
Amen. That was on target, too, with those P's. I didn't even really pay attention that, you know, that it was just a slew of P's, you know, the procrastination and perpetuating and lacking progress. And like you said, postpone, that's a good one. All those P's that could come up and keep us from doing and moving forward. So amen on that one. Minister LaDon, let me ask you a question, because I know that I have some P's in my life, you know, and I mentioned some earlier in reference to projects. Ooh, another P that I, you know, that I know I'm supposed to do, you know, projects I know I'm supposed to do, and I've just been very procrastinating and stagnant and you know, finding excuses of why I have not completed those things. Are you, have you struggled, or is there areas that you struggle with that? Because you have really kind of a testimony more of late about that. And so I just wanted to see if you want to kind of touch and share, what did you do to get you out of those P's, to get you propelled into purpose,
amen,
propelled into the direction that you're supposed to be in, and or that that you've been putting on the shelf for a long time.
Amen, amen, amen. I like that, propel. Well, you know, one of the things is, I share with my listeners, I don't know how many of the listeners who are listening tonight have been with us since we began, but about 2 years ago, I think it was 2014, I walked away from the corporate world. And then walking away from the corporate world, I didn't have another job set up, and I just thought everything was going to be so easy, and I was just going to walk into another job and start my business and just have everything, all my little ducks lined up in a row and just rolling on out for me. And my plan did not go as planned. And so I'm sharing that to share the background of, I got into this place of being frustrated, this place of where I just became stagnant. You know, I wanted to move. I had the desire to move. And it seemed like everything I put into place wasn't working, and so I just became kind of stagnant. And throughout this time, I finally got to a point where I said, you know what? I've been here long enough, and I know that this is not where I want to be. I know that I want to be somewhere else doing something else. Now, don't get me wrong, throughout the time that I've been away from corporate, I've done my own business, I've worked for other people and different things like that, but it quite clicked. It never quite started that fire that I was looking for. And I knew that I wanted something more. I wanted to do something more. And I got comfortable. I stayed where I was. And like I said, a couple of months ago, I said, you know what? I've been here long enough. I've tasted what it's like to be here. I've seen all that I could see. I've done all that I can do in being in this space. And either I can continue to sit here and lay down and die, or I can do something about it.
Mm.
And I became determined to say, although I've tried these different things before and they didn't work, if I don't keep trying, the first thing is I'm never going to get away from this place.
Mm.
And the second is, if I keep trying to get away from here, I don't have to do a huge thing all at once. I want to get into a place where I create a new habit. I wanted to get into a place where I created a new habit. I created a new lifestyle. So what I chose to do is do a little bit at a time so that I could stay committed to the plan of moving in my purpose. And so I said, let me do a little bit at a time. The first thing I've done is I started back in school. And even in starting back in school, I've been working, started back in school, and there were times where I didn't want to go to school and times where I didn't want to go to work. But I knew more than I didn't want to go to work or go to school, I didn't want to stay in the place where I was. And that was that push and pull that I was talking about earlier. That my current circumstances were unbearable, so and everything around me seemed to be falling apart, and the pull was, I wanted more. I wanted to do more, and I knew that if I put that one foot in front of the other, I would get away from where I was. I knew that if I put that one foot in front of the other and I look back, I can see the distance of where I started and where I was going, meaning, okay, I may have started in, you know, at the starting line, but once I put one foot in front of the starting line, guess what? I was some distance away from where I started. So something was accomplished. Something got done. That excited me. That began to be exciting because I said, you know what? Look where I am now. Where else can I go? What else can I do? And so, you know, I'm still in school, but next week I'm taking my certification for Green Belt and Lean Six Sigma, and immediately after that I take my certification in Black Belt for Lean Six Sigma. And when I talk about Green Belt and Black Belt, it's not karate. It's the levels of mastery of information. And so I'm going for the high levels of mastery, and it wasn't easy. Going back to school and sitting there for these classes, these are some technical classes that felt like they were way beyond my reach. But one thing that I kept on telling myself is that I can do it. I kept telling myself, you know what, you can do this, you can get this done. If you don't understand it, get help. And that's another thing that we need to make sure that we're doing. If you're in a place where you're procrastinating, get help. Get other people to push you. I had people who were cheerleading me along the way who were saying, you know what, if you need help, I'll offer help to you. Just so many things. But, you know, even when the information seemed like it was beyond me, one of the things I kept telling myself was, first of all, I can do it. I have too many resources, and I have this brain that does function. And the more I put into my brain, the more I intake, the more information and the more knowledge, the more that I can get out of it. And so I just kept pushing, pushing, pushing. Now I understand, and, you know, I'm doing really awesome in my classes. And like I said, next week when we come on the show on Tuesday, I will be able to tell you, you know, I passed my green belt class. I'm certified as a green belt and have my black belt next, and then also certification in project management. And like I said, it wasn't easy. I had to push myself every day to go to school. I had to push myself to study when I didn't feel like studying, push myself to get the work done when I didn't feel like getting the work done, because you don't always feel like doing it. But one of the things that I kept in front of me is I don't want to be where I am today. And in order to get away from that place, I have to do something about it, able and capable of doing something about it. So let me put one foot in front of the other. And when you do that, things start to flow. So I don't know if that was helpful.
That was very helpful. You got me over here bouncing because, you know, as you were saying all that, you said, I was excited because, of course, I've seen the journey. I was excited because prior to you starting, one of the things I want our listening audience to know is that there's something with procrastination. It's not just something we do. Procrastination is generally the symptom to something deeper. And then as you were speaking, Minister LaDon, one of the things that came up for me in Matthew, the 25th chapter, down into the 24th verse, and for those who don't know about Matthew 25, basically Matthew 25 is about the talents. Matthew 25 tells us about the three guys that the rich man left talents to. And each one, the first guy, he multiplied his value. The second guy multiplied his value, and then the third guy, But you know, as Mr. LaDon was talking, you know, and you were saying the steps you had to take and how you had to push, the thing that came to mind was is that why are most people procrastinating? Why are we not doing what we know we're supposed to do? Why haven't we... you know, for some of us, it could be something as simple as cleaning our closet. For some others of us, it could be, hey, I want to start a new business. I want to write a book. I want to do this. I want to do that. And we stagnate. And then the thing about stagnancy, let me tell you, this is real. Because when I was reading Matthew in verse 24, I'm going to read it because I want you to hear it. Hear it. Hear it with your spirit, because this is going to bless somebody tonight, and people are going to start making some different decisions on those things you've been procrastinating doing. And normally the things we're procrastinating doing is the things that God has dropped in our spirit. Even for those who don't feel like they're real religious or very spiritual, but because you were created by the Creator and He created you in His image, even when you off track, even when you're not connected, there are certain things that you're still prone to. And some of those things that you're still prone to is getting stuff dropped in you. You may not know where it's coming from. You may not know why you something told, you know, this is what we say in the world. Something told me to go there, or something told me someone right with that person. That's something that told you that was the Holy Spirit. But when you're not connected to Him, you think it's something told you, but it's really the Holy Spirit telling you. Amen. So in Matthew 25th chapter, verse 24, it said, he's talking about the third man. I already gave you a summary of the story, but we're going to get down to the third man. He said, he also who had received one talent came forward saying, Master, listen to this closely. I knew you to be a hard man, first excuse, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, second thing, fear will stop us from going to places and doing things that we know we're supposed to do. I was afraid and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, you have what is yours. But his master, and I'm going to stop there. So in other words, it said very clearly there that that fear stops us from doing what we've been told to do. Excuses. His excuse was, you know what, you a mean man, and you know, you take what's not yours. And I mean, all these excuses that this man was coming up with. But the key factor here was I was afraid. I was afraid to do something. I was afraid to be successful. And many of us in life are not moving forward. We're not doing what we're supposed to do because we're scared of success. We're scared. What if, just what if, Minister LaDon, that I went to school and got certified and got my license or got my degree and I was able to make more money? Woo, that's kind of scary. Because then what might be required of me? Yep, there is a requirement. You're going to have to possibly sacrifice. You may not be able to go hang out with your girlfriends on Wednesday nights because guess why? You might have to be studying. You may not be able to do nothing over the weekend. Why? Because you might have homework that you got to get in. So, yeah, there's sacrifices, you know, with what we want and the things we want to accomplish in life. We do have a caller. That has a question, Minister LaDon. So we're going to take this caller real quick. Caller,
okay.
Area code 562, last four, 1130. Caller, area code 562, last four, 1130.
Oh, no, sorry.
Okay, so that was an accident. So if you hit one on your dial pad, that'll take you back out the queue. Okay, perfect. Okay, so yeah, so I just thought that was amazing that in the natural, you know, we come up with these excuses and fear keeps us from moving. And then to read Matthew 25 about the talent and this guy, you know, he could have made money. You know, he could have multiplied his value. He could have made money, but instead he sat on something in fear of being successful.
And you know what, too, Coach D, that I want to add to that, because on the other side of fear of being successful is that fear of failing. Because even though I started back in school, one thing that I don't want you guys to think is that it never crossed my mind that what if I didn't get my certification? What if I took all of this time and went to school and didn't pass any tests and it turned out to be all for nothing and then I had to go in a different direction? My desire for more was greater than my fear of failing. My desire to get out of the place that I was greater than my fear of saying, what if I started and I did not make it? Because guess what? If I started and I didn't make it, I could do something else. I could always do something else. And a lot of times our fear of failure is not based upon who we are and our expectation of ourselves. It's based upon what we think others expect of us, what we think others think about us. And if you take that and switch around and cross out what everybody else thinks about you and what everybody else is expecting of you, it will help you to get past your fear of failure and your fear of success.
That's good. That's good. Because you can use people to motivate you. For example, you know, sometimes, like for me, I could think of some decisions that I made in my life, especially as it pertains to my health. You know, my desire to want to eat healthier and work out and lose weight and get in a pattern, that's something I want for myself. And you have to want it for yourself first. But my son was my motivation. And he was my motivation because I think I was I had him late in life. I was a little older. And so he's younger. He's young, and I'm getting close to being a senior, but that's okay. So anyway, saying all that to say, he became my motivation for wanting to eat healthier, for wanting to work out, because my motivation that I want to be around. And not only do I just want to be around to see him become a wonderful young man, I want to be around and I want to be in good health and be in good shape for that as well. That was my motivation. And another motivation for me is even my walk spiritually and knowing my body is my temple. And I know I've struggled with weight gain and loss and gain and loss over the years and just not finding stability. So another motivation for me is my temple. And my biggest thing is, you know, you got to be willing as well even to move forward, like Mr. LaDon said, to step out and just do it. But you are, you know, and not be afraid of failing or succeeding. But also, you got to be willing to go through the process. And most of us, that's another reason why we don't do it. We don't want to go through the process because we want to just, we really come from a microwave generation. We want to just be able to push a button. You know, we want to just be able to pop Jenny Craig in and I'll instantly lose weight. We want to be able to just say, naming and claiming, I want a husband and we just want a husband to appear. You know, we don't want to go through the process that we need to go through to get what we need. And so, when we start learning just to slow down a little bit and be willing to go through the process, I didn't want to go through the process. So I was finding all the little quick lose weight, quick schemes, you know, the pills and the diets and the fad diets and, you know, the starvation diets and all this stuff because I just wanted to see immediate results. And but those immediate results didn't work. You know, you might see something, but as soon as you go back to living, then all of a sudden you see this weight come back again. And so what I'm learning is that eating healthy and a balance of eating healthy and exercise, good nutrition, and rest takes time. It didn't take me a year. It didn't take me 6 months. It didn't take me 3 months to get to where I'm at as far as the bad habits. It's not going to take me that 3 months to get to where I need to be. So I'm just going to have to embrace the process and just know that at the end of it, I'll see major results.
Yeah, you know, Christine, you brought up something that is critical to achieving the success of going through the process and getting to purpose. And that's being willing to deal with disappointment. You, when you said, you know, we're so, this generation and this, our society, our culture, if we don't see immediate results, we proclaim failure, and we quit. And instead of quitting, maybe you might need to try a different way. And again, maybe you might need to try a little bit at a time instead of looking for a huge immediate result. Because when you think about investing, most people don't get a return on their investment immediately. They know that when I put this money in this account, it's telling me in 10 years, because this is a 5% return, in 10 years I'll have a certain amount of money. So I'm going to put this here, and I'm going to leave it here for 10 years, and I'm going to be okay with watching it grow. I'm not going to pull it and stop the momentum. I'm going to let it grow so that at the time of maturity, I can collect and get my return on my investment. And so we have to be willing to let the process go, let the process be, because there is a time of maturity. And when you think about coming into this world as a child and you go through different stages, you grow into maturity. It doesn't happen immediately. You're not born here knowing exactly what to do and doing exactly what you're going to be doing 50 years later. You mature into that moment. And so is the so it is with going through processes. You mature into the end of the moment of the process. And so don't be disappointed. Don't quit because you're disappointed. Don't be uncomfortable with being disappointed. Disappointment is just a flag to let you know that something needs to be done. It's an indicator. It's not a place of, oh, I quit. It's an indicator to do more or to do something different.
Yes. Yeah. That's awesome. This is some good stuff. This is some good stuff you're listening to. For you out there in the studio that's listening live, and for you that's listening via the internet, good stuff here. And I'm excited because I'm going to hope that Minister LaDon next week, that she's going to bring some worm tools to the process, how we can reduce waste. And when we think about waste, I'm not talking about your waste baskets at home. I'm not talking about you waste something on the floor. I'm talking about there is a methodology that you could do, that you could use. There's a, you know, that will eliminate waste in your life. And that's what Minister LaDon is going through her certification process right now. If you're not familiar with Lean Six Sigma, right now that's a major, major certification process where corporate America is paying people, paying people good money to know these principles, because these principles is causing companies to grow. It's causing them to reduce waste and increase productivity, and they're looking for people who are experts in that area. And so not only can corporate America use it and succeed, but we could use those same principles in our own life to succeed. Many of us are sitting here again listening in, and I know that you got things that you were told to do and that you know you need to do, and you're not doing them for some reason, you know, whether it's fear, whether it's fear of succeeding or fear of failing or fear that you don't have what you need to get started. We have some tools for you. Some of the tools is what we've been talking about tonight. We have adult leadership programs that we know that's very successful in helping people birth those dreams, visions, and ideas. The problem is that most of us don't want to invest. Most of us don't want to take the time. We know some adult leadership programs that take place almost on a monthly basis that gives you some great tools to use. But guess what? Do you know how many people that I've spoke to about this program, and I've even told them I would sponsor them to go to the program? And you know what? I get stuff like, ooh, You mean to tell me I'm going to have to sit up there for 6 hours? You mean to tell me I've got to be there Saturday and Sunday? Well, you know what? What I mean to tell you is what are you willing to give up to get what you want, to get what you need? What are you willing to sacrifice? Everything requires sacrifice. Even when you're dieting or in exercising, it requires sacrifice. People always want to talk about, I don't want to work for somebody else. I want my own business. No, you don't. You better stick to being an employee, because as long as you're an employee, you could go clock in at 8 o'clock and get off at 5 o'clock and go home and do what you need to do. You better be an employee, because to be a business owner, entrepreneur, that means something. That means that you got to sacrifice some holiday weekends. You got to sacrifice hanging out with your family and your friends. You may have to sacrifice trips. You may have to sacrifice this, because to be a business owner, that means that you got to be available 24/7 to problem solve, to fight fires, to resolve issues. And you got to do it. Why? Because that's your baby, and your baby is pulling on you. And if you don't stop to take heed to your baby's going to die. But when you babysitting somebody else's baby, employees, then when the babysitting hours is over, you could go home. But when it's your baby, you can't just always go home at 5 o'clock. You can't just always come in at 8 o'clock. You got to be flexible. You got to be willing to do whatever it is you need to do in order for your baby to survive. I know I have some business owners on the line tonight in the studio, and I know they know what I mean. And we're going to open up the live, Minister LaDon, just to hear from some of these people that know they have a dream or a vision, that have a business, or that is desiring to start a business. One good thing about it is that whether you fail or succeed, there's always opportunity to fail and succeed again. So even though you might have failed yesterday, don't mean you have to be a failure today.
Go ahead. I'm going to finish. I'm going to add something to that when you're finished.
Just because you couldn't do it a year ago don't mean you can't do it now. You know, everything you need for that vision that you have, God has already made provision for it. And even though you might think, well, I don't have the finances to get a home, you know, to do this. And I don't know why I keep coming back to a home, because I know a few people that wanted to start group homes and stuff, and that requires a house, and it requires this and that. Or, you know, I know some couple of people that want to open up restaurants, and they say, I ain't got the money. But I'm telling you is that you don't have the money, but you never know where God is going to place you for you to come in contact with somebody that may have the money, that's looking to invest, that's looking, you know. I had a situation, I'm just going to give a testimony. It's not my testimony, but it's a testimony of somebody I know, so I know it's legitimate. And they were needing a house because they wanted to do group home care or something like that. And they were needing a house, and they was like, oh, my gosh, I'm not going to never be able to afford to get a house. And, you know, then I got to do 6 months and no rent. And 6 months I had to have the house before they might approve me, and that means I got to pay rent for 6 months or whatever the case may be. And so what they ended up doing was they was at the park and met somebody at the park, hanging out at the park, met someone who had a home. I think it was like a 6 or 7 bedroom home. And they met this person, and they began to share their vision with this person. And this person said, oh, are you serious? I got a house over here. And right now I'm contemplating if I'm going to sell it or get rid of it, because I can't keep it up. I'm not living in it. And I don't have time to put into it, invest in it, what I need to do. And so it was a perfect scenario. This person now has the house. They're, you know, begin to fix the house up, begin to rent out the rooms, and that became brought in an income. So this person who had the house been having the house in their family for years, so the mortgage wasn't that much. Couldn't have been no more than probably a couple of $1,000. But when you got a 5 or 6 bedroom home and you rent out each room for $300-$400 a month, not only are you making enough money to pay the mortgage for the person, but you're also making a profit. Because if you collect it on, you just think $300 a month or $500 a month on six rooms, that's $3,000. You pay this person a $2,000 mortgage, you didn't pocket $1,000. So I'm just telling you, be encouraged. Be inspired that surround yourself around people that are doing stuff, that want the same things you want in life. If you're surrounding yourself around the same people that's doing the same dang thing, that's turning up every weekend, that's doing this kind of stuff, and then you wonder why you're still stuck in yesterday, that's why. Because in order to change your life, you might have to change your environment. You may have to change your circumstances. You may have to change your situation. Guess what? You might have to change some family and friends. Because sometimes those people are not going where you want to go. And it's not a knock on them. It's just that you're trying to go somewhere that they're not. And as long as you stand with people that have a squirrel point of view, then you're going to always look down at the squirrels instead of with the giraffes. You know what I'm saying? Or with the eagles. If you hanging with chickens don't fly. Chickens don't fly. So I'm saying maybe you might have to stop hanging with the chickens and start hanging with the eagles if you want to see some great things, if you want to see life from a broader perspective. Because if an eagle's up in the air soaring around, he can see way more than the chicken that's on the ground. Amen?
Amen. You know, I wanted to add to you were talking about failure, and I wanted to open up failure in a different way. Failure and starting with nothing is the greatest opportunity to succeed, because you have so much that you can do. When you succeed, you've already done everything. But when you have failed, you now have another opportunity to try something new, to do something bigger, to do something different. And so look at failure as opportunity instead of being something that's detrimental or death. And when you don't have anything, look at the possibility of how much you can gain. When we have so much, we are so busy thinking about protecting what we have that we're too afraid to step out there and take risks and get things done. But when you don't have a whole lot, you're so hungry to do more and to get more. So take this time that is presented to you and make the most of the opportunities that lay before you. If your house is clean, then you don't have the opportunity to get to that place where, you know, I have to clean my house. But if your house is dirty and you know you need to clean your house, guess what? Take the opportunity to say, you know what, I can make my house look like this. I can make my house look like that. I can put this into place. I can put that in, and watch yourself grow to that place of succeeding, because succeeding is the end of the moment. But when you're in failure, or if you're in a place where you have nothing, that's just the beginning of the moment, and that's when so much lies before you. And it's really when you have everything, because you have your creativity, you have time, you have opportunities. And so I would just say take advantage of those times and rethink the way you look at failure. Reclassify it.
Yes, indeed. Well, we want to take that. This is such rich, rich dialogue on tonight. We want to take a moment to give our studio audience an opportunity. If you're listening in on tonight's show tonight and something's been said that's been inspiring to you, or something's been said that's encouraging, or if you want to say something to encourage the listening audience, we ask you to dial 1 on your dial pad. That'll let our team know that you have a question or a comment. And we're excited to hear what you have to say. And we do have a caller. Area code 310, last 4, 1674. Welcome to Woman to Woman. Hello, caller.
so sorry. I have my phone on mute. Hi, Coach D.
Hi.
I am so there. I'm driving and just going crazy about this subject. And you know how they say, can you just please get off my toes, my toes, my toes. Get off my toes. Oh, my gosh. So resonating with this subject. And you and Minnesota are just so awesome with this presentation. And so, yes, both fear of failure, fear of succeeding, whatever the fear is, please help us.
Amen.
I am really, yes. Oh, no, okay, I'll stop being silly now. I really am appreciative of your know that we've spoken in the past about things that, you know, my father has, you know, dropped into my spirit. And so, yeah, I am going to take heed of all the advice that you've given us tonight and turn a page on to those things and be obedient to my father's call on my life.
Amen.
Well, my prayer for you, my sister, is that you just continue to put one foot in front of the other, and you continue to head down the direction of the passions and desires that you know have been spoken to you, that you know are God vision, and that you just you keep moving, you keep knocking, keep asking, keep speaking. So that the right people are aligned with you, that they hear your vision and begin to sow into your vision. You can't give up.
Amen. Thank you so much. And you
You're
guys
welcome.
Have a wonderful,
thank you.
Wonderful evening. God bless you. God bless you both.
God bless. Thank you, my sister.
Amen.
Awesome. Awesome. If we have any other callers that have a question or comment, please dial 1 on your dial pad, and that will let our team know that you have a question or a comment about tonight's show. Again, we are starting to come towards the end of our show. The dialogue has been so rich and encouraging for, you know, it's just a reminder. I think that when we get on and we present these shows to our listening audience, first and foremost, we want to make sure we're bringing you all something quality. We want to make sure we're bringing you all something that could encourage and empower and educate you. But we also want you to know that it's nothing that we bring on this show that we have not been affected by. There's no subject matter that we bring on Woman to Woman, even when it's some downright deep, dirty, you know, stuff. We've been there. We're women. We're not women in our 20s. We're not women at 18. We've been there. We've done that. We are middle-aged women. We didn't live a little bit of life or a whole lot of life. So it's not too, for me, now I can't look Minister LaDon like, okay, wait a minute. I can't speak for Minister LaDon, but for Coach D, I done turned a few corners. I done some stuff. It ain't too much stuff in life that I have not experienced. And I'm not saying that to brag. I'm saying that wherever I experienced and all the things that I experienced, God allowed me to experience them because he knew what he was calling me to. He knew what he was going to be having me do. He knew the platform that he was going to provide for me. And if he provided a platform for me and I never even experienced much of life, what would I really have to offer? What would I have to pour back into other women, other young ladies? And I'm not saying that I've experienced just like everything, but I'm saying there's a lot. It ain't too much that I haven't experienced. Praise God that I don't look like what I've been through. But yes,
that was beautiful about me.
So I'm just thanking God, giving him the glory that his, you know, that he says that he will never leave us nor forsake us, and that we have an opportunity to start over. We have an opportunity for a new now, that we don't have to be a victim of our past failures, our past disappointments. We don't have to. We can start over. We can start again. We can start anew. You know, we all make bad choices, you know, or I'm not going to say bad, not so good choices. And that's okay. You know, in this life, we're going to do that. We're going to make poor choices. You know, we're gonna make some bad decisions. And so we just thank God that he's there to help us through. We have another caller. Caller, area code 562.
Y'all have a good night.
1130.
Oh, you're welcome, baby. Anytime, anytime. Happy belated
birthday. Hello?
Bye. See you in the morning. Bye.
Caller, area code 562, did you have a question? Probably a bad gal. Okay. Well, Minister LaDon, is there anything that you would like to close our studio audience out with on tonight so that they could take these nuggets into this coming week?
You know what? The first thing that I would say, one of the biggest things that I want to leave everybody with is, don't try and do too much at one time. I have this system that I implement, and it's called chunking. CHUNKING, chunking, which means just take a small chunk at a time, take a small bite at a time. Because if you're trying, this picture is a wall in front of you, because God always calls us to do something big, doesn't he? It's a wall in front of you, and if you try and open your mouth and eat the whole thing at once, you're not going to be able to do it. You're going to quit. You're going to give up. You're going to throw up well. You're going to hate the taste of well. But if you take a little bite at a time, guess what? You'll be able to eat that well. It might take you some time to get it done, but you'll be able to get it done. So that's what I would leave everybody with is we talked about so much this evening, and there are some things that we talked about that touch each and every one of you personally for right where you are today. And the thing that can be added to that is chunking, doing a little bit at a time so that you can see your progress getting done. You have the opportunity to get excited about the progress. When you see a little bit, you take that time to get so excited. We're always downplaying or cutting ourselves up when we don't do what we expected. But when you get that little bit done, have yourself a pony and say, at least I did this, so that you can keep on that momentum, the momentum, you can keep it going, and you can celebrate with every single step you take. Just like that baby that's starting to walk, and you go, yay, you give them claps and everything. Chunk it. Do a little bit at a time. And that's what I would leave our audience with this evening.
Amen. Well, we thank each and every one of you for tuning in to Woman tonight. We pray that it's been a blessing to you and that you could take the tools and the things that have been spoken tonight and be able to use them and apply them in your own life, in your own journey. We thank you that you believed in us. We are actually coming up on almost a year of Woman to Woman. We started Woman to Woman towards the end of last year. We're coming up on a year of Woman to Woman. We are excited for those who may not know to be committed to bring information and a platform every week. It's not easy. It takes sacrifice. But we just appreciate you, our listening audience, because if it wasn't for you all listening, then we wouldn't have the platform to bring. So we just pray that if subjects that's happened on Woman to Woman, if you have subjects that you would like to hear us talk about, please call us. Let us know. Tell us that, hey, I got something I want you to hear you guys talk about. Not only that, if you if you've heard something on this show that's been a blessing to you, tell your girlfriend. You know, We tell people about good restaurants. When we go get our hair done somewhere, guess what? Girl, yeah, I went over here and got my hair done. We always tell them. The word of mouth is the biggest marketing tool we have. And so if this has been a blessing, you tell your friends. Let them know. Tune in on Tuesday. Listen in on Tuesday. It was blessed me, and I'm sure it'll bless you. You never know when different subject matters we're speaking about may be exactly what someone you know needs to hear, you know. And we talk about everything from the rooter to the tutor. You know, we talk about it all. We don't hold anything back. And we're excited because we are actually looking at some things that we're going to be bringing on Tuesdays. We're looking at pumping up our show some more so that they'll be exciting and rewarding for our listening audience. So I'm just saying stay tuned. We're even also talking about a woman-to-woman conference. So we'll probably be telling you a little bit more on that very shortly. And, again, we appreciate you. Know that you are loved and appreciated. And join us on Thursdays as well for Processing the Pain at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We have two broadcasts going in this season on Tuesdays and Thursdays, both at 7 p.m., Woman to Woman and Processing the Pain. And then our Monday night broadcast is no longer every Monday night, but it is the first Monday of every month that there will be a broadcast. So, again, we thank you for tuning in, and have a great evening.
Good night.
Woman to woman, songs of life we sing, songs of love and songs of joy, songs of light we bring.
Here we go.
Sing it again.
Kayla, sing it down low for him.
Songs of love and songs of joy. Woman to woman.